thanks for joining me on another episode of the Girl Unlimited podcast, episode 15 to be exact. At the time you'll be listening to this episode, it will be just after Christmas, so Merry Christmas again. And like I said to you guys in the previous episode, I wrote the script, pre-recorded and scheduled this episode to go out this week so I too could take a little break while not really taking a break. Aren't you just so thankful for technology? I know I am. So it is only a couple of days to the new year now, at least at the time you'll be listening to this episode, and you have probably been a part of this hustle and grind to achieve your goals before the end of the year, you know, that frenzy, kind of like a race to the finish line. Even though I know, generally speaking, companies and businesses do sort of wind down during this time of the year, and I think that is an amazing thing to do. While I particularly don't have anything against the frenzy, I guess I'm always one of those people who tries to focus on those things, you know, those other aspects that are unknowingly being left behind in all the frenzy. So for instance, last week we talked about those who for whatever reason didn't achieve or will not achieve some or all their 2021 goals. And that is in the midst of all the talk, you know, about making a final push to achieve your goals for the year and all the talk about, you know, setting your goals for the new year. So I do like to focus on those areas that sometimes do get left behind or not a lot of people are talking about it. So, and in the light of that, or in the same vein, this week I'm talking about stillness, learning to be still. Just taking the time to come off the hamster wheel and the autopilot work mode for a second, not analyzing the past or scheming and strategizing for the future. Just being. Being present in the moment, savoring it and appreciating the little blessings that have somehow come down your path. My name is Tiari and this is the Girl Unlimited podcast. In our culture today, just being is almost unheard of. It's almost like we are forced to be switched on all the time, especially when you're trying to build a business, or even worse, when you're balancing a 9-to-5 at the same time. And switching off from all the noise, that seems almost impossible with the avalanche of content thrown at us every day. But creating time to switch off and be still, especially in this age, is almost not an option. Especially if we want to maintain sound mental health. And if you really want to be unlimited, that is, maximize your potential and fulfill your purpose, you need your mind to be sound. I'd like to tell you a story of my last 9-to-5 job. I actually called the job a 5-to-9, pretty much because I worked mostly evenings and nights. And it sounded like a fantastic idea at the time because Ose worked during the day, and from when the kids were little, we've always tried to arrange our work schedule in such a way that there is always a parent at home or at least nearby. It hasn't always worked out that way, but we've somehow managed to make that work for most of their growing years so far. Now, there was only one problem I did not foresee. Though I hadn't slept at night by the time I got off my shift, I still couldn't completely knock off during the day either. The longest I'll be able to sleep was for 3 hours thereabouts, and that's maximum. And I couldn't understand what the problem was. I mean, I bought blackout blinds because initially I didn't have them. I'll play soft music in the background. Bad idea for me because music actually makes me alert and not sleepy. I'll drink milk, I would take hot chocolate. I'm not a coffee or tea drinker, so I didn't really have to cut that out. But I still couldn't sleep. Now, mind you, I wear a lot of hats and I juggle a lot of balls, one of which was growing a freelance writing business, which incidentally grew quicker than I expected. Anyways, I finally discovered why. So somehow my mind computed sleeping in the daytime, even though I hadn't slept at night, as being lazy. How crazy is that? Now, I understand there are people who do not know the value of work or do not place any value on work. I don't think those people are listening to this, because I believe the people who will bother to be listening to me yapping on week in, week out are people who are actively pursuing purpose and striving to maximize their potential. That takes work, intentional work. So I know there's a place for the doing, right? But sadly, the celebration of the doing, or in the celebration of the doing, we kind of leave out the equally important place of just being. Now, the consequence of me having a good night's sleep only a couple of times a week was burnout and the beginning stages of anxiety. Now, thankfully, all this didn't end in doom and gloom, because in my desperation, I forced myself to find stillness in the act of meditation. I finally see what all these successful business mentors meant by always taking time to meditate. You know, they always take time to meditate. Now, I'm a person of Christian faith, so I sought Christian meditation, or scriptural meditation, as it is sometimes called, because that's what aligned with my faith. And I know it works out differently from other types of meditation, in the sense that you don't just stop at calming your mind and being present and freeing your mind of all thoughts. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that is what other types of meditation practices involve. But with Christian meditation, in addition, you intentionally focus your mind on a particular verse from the Bible, and not just to understand it better, but it's so it can come alive to you. It is also a time to just sit quietly and listen. And that, for me, is my favorite part. I always have and I learned this practice actually from Terry Savelle Foy. She talked about, you know, always going in to your time, to that time, which I call quiet time, with a journal or a notebook and something to write with, a pencil, a pen, because, you know, all sorts of ideas come to you at that time. And it's just such an amazing time to be in. And like I said, I call this meditation time quiet time, which ironically was a term I first heard about in secondary school. So for part of my secondary school years, I attended a girls' boarding school. And thinking about it now, you know, these peers of mine referred to quiet time as that time they spent praying and reading the Bible. Basically, they would wake up a little earlier than everybody else and spend time practicing this. And I saw them as weird back then, but apparently they were onto something. And guys, this quiet time practice definitely taught me how to be still. And in my opinion, it is productivity's best kept secret. There's actually a Bible verse that says, "Be still and know that I am the Lord." And I've come to understand that the stillness here also refers to surrendering, letting go. And I can't even begin to describe the relief I feel just thinking about that. I can categorically say that taking time to be still is a life-changing experience. Whenever I think about it, I think of it in terms of a pit stop where you get refreshed and rejuvenated. You know, like racing cars, Formula One. Now, I'm not going to give you any stats in this podcast episode, but a simple Google search will reveal to you all the scientific research backing the benefits of mindfulness and meditation. But if you're like me, I love to hear personal stories, and then that propels me to do the necessary research. And that's why I'm sharing this with you today. I honestly don't understand why this isn't talked about more often. I feel it should be a constant practice so you don't lose your bearing in the process of all the getting and the achieving. Like I said earlier, I have got some of my best ideas and what I call my God prompts from taking time to be still. And I'm sharing this with you today so that you will consider, hopefully, adopting the practice along with your goals and aspirations for 2022. Yes, I think it's that necessary. Now, I don't want to end today's episode without giving you some action steps, especially if I've been able to convince you to take it up. Now, sadly, at least from my experience, there isn't a one-size-fits-all method. But if you're like me, I simply pick one method and adjust it to suit me as I go along. So I thought I would share what I do, and then you decide what to pick and what to drop for yourself. Now, my quiet time changes quite often. What I do within my quiet time changes quite often because I get bored easily. But for me, there's always a period of literal stillness. So I sit, I close my eyes, and I take deep breaths. The deep breaths actually is something that I practice several times a day, and it really, really does have this calming effect. And then after several minutes of that, I take a Bible verse, something that I plan to focus on prior to my starting my quiet time. And then I just turn it over in my mind over and over again. And sometimes I see the words in my mind's eye. Sometimes it's just one word within that entire verse that jumps out at me, and I just focus and just bask and I stay there for that time. I do need to say, though, that that period of what I call meditation, it was actually something coined from Tony Robbins. He called it, well, I heard him talk about it. He called it the hour of power or something like that. So basically what I do is I just take 1 hour minimum. So if I'm not doing anything or not rushing anywhere, sometimes it's longer, but I take 20 minutes to read, 20 minutes to pray and journal, and then 20 minutes to be still. And that's kind of how I've always kind of done it. So it kind of works out as being quiet time for the entire 1 hour period. But the period that I really do settle down to listen, to, like I said, focus on that Bible verse, to just close my eyes and not move, and just focus on my breathing and stuff like that, and just being present in the moment, is usually the last 20 minutes. Sometimes at the beginning, the first 20 minutes. I don't know. It just depends on how I feel. But that is kind of what I do. And at some point, I actually used a Christian meditation app, which helped for a while, but I stopped because it began to feel a bit prescriptive. So an app might still be a good place to start for you, especially if you're finding all this stuff that I'm sharing a little bit too woo-woo, but want to still give it a go and you're not confident on going at it on your own. Yeah, so a Christian meditation app could just work. So check it out. There are a couple of them in the market right now. Check it out and let me know what you think. Well, that's it for today. I really hope this helped. If you do plan to take on what I've shared today, do write to me, let me know. Write to me at girlunlimited, all one word, and then the figure one, the number one. So that's girlunlimited, and then the number one at gmail.com. Or send me a DM at girlunlimited on Instagram. So that is girl, and then unlimited is the shorter form of it, which is the UNLTD. I'm at Girl Unlimited on Instagram. Send me a message. Let me know what you thought. Did you agree with me? Maybe you feel that everything I've shared today is just nonsense. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I'm really, really looking forward to 2022. I have so much planned. Yes, I do practice goal setting myself. So I haven't said that you shouldn't set goals. Please do set goals and not New Year resolutions. And I'm praying that all our goals and our dreams come true. Until next time, remember you are this amazing, unique being created with this God-given purpose and unlimited potential. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
that nothing will become of me, that I'll never come to anything but I rise. Yes, you might have given up on me, 'cause you couldn't see why.